Chapter 1. I've heard it said that peace is more than the absence of conflict. And I have to confess, I wouldn't know too much about that, because my life has always been full of conflict. But tonight might just have taken the cake. Barb's face was reaching peak red as we screamed at each other. This kind of behavior wasn't anything new from us, but the energy we were giving was certainly hitting new levels. The two of us each felt like the other was dead wrong, and whoever shouted the loudest for the longest was going to win this argument. When it came to fighting with my guardians, I learned early on there's wisdom in the understanding that you win some and you lose some. But I wasn't going to lose tonight, and Barb didn't feel like she was going to either. She stood behind the blue living room sofa in her white nightgown, glaring at me. Her nightgown was about the same color as her skin, and a bit lighter than mine. Barb already had her night cream on, and her wavy graying hair bobbed with each jab of a finger she pointed in my direction. I was tempted to tune her out because I knew whatever she was saying was pure shit. But then I heard the words, "ever again." I immediately zoned back in and hit the rewind button on the cassette recorder that was my brain. Sometimes it felt like I had that little tape recorder that Kevin McAllister had in the second Home Alone flick. I mentally pushed the button next to the double back arrow, and I heard the whole whine of plastic parts and tape. "You can never see Abigail ever again," I heard Barb's voice say. Of course, in real time, she had moved on to another sentence, but I was still processing what I heard her say. "Fuck that," I yelled, and I saw the whites of her eyes grow wider. "What did you just say to me?" she all but hissed, walking around the sofa and getting closer. "You heard me the first time, Barb. I'm not going to let you tell me I can't see her. She's important to me," I said, blowing some of the long red hair out of my face. The room was about to hit a new temperature, an unmatched level of heat. Barb's eyes grew still. "I have told you repeatedly to call me Mother, and I know you know better than to use such profanity in this house. Not only are you forbidden from seeing that hussy again, but you're grounded until the end of your holiday break," Barb said. I clenched my fists. She had gone too far. No matter how much I'd come to resent this woman who wanted me call her Mother, not Mom, mind you, but Mother, I did my best to retain a tiny shred of respect. Generally, I keep my cursing non-existent around the house, and I would never physically strike her. But my patience with this woman was thinning faster than a tree trunk between two cartoon beavers. I'd always joked there was no way she could be my real mom, but this fight was taking that wishful thinking to a whole new level. Okay, 1950s language or not, let's avoid insulting my girlfriend. All right. If we're going to talk about sin, we'd better use hip slang. What should I call her? Bae or thought? Maybe we just stick with a classic. Abigail is a whore, and what the two of you have been doing is an abomination, Barb said, pushing her index finger about 5 inches from my nose. The temptation to bite it was of the devil. My heart was pounding, and I felt warm enough to actually be sweating despite the fact that Barb kept the thermostat at 64 degrees year-round. I clenched my fists tighter and tried to keep some control over my words, but it was getting nigh impossible. "Listen, bitch," I said, squaring my shoulders and inching forward. "You're not going to talk about her like that ever again, you hear me? I care deeply about her. And just once, can we discuss my behavior without using the word abomination?" Abomination was a favorite in Barb's vocabulary. It described the music I liked, the books I read, and now the girl I was sleeping with. Barb's hand was a blur as it came up and struck me on the face. It hardly hurt. That same cheek had been broken during a Muay Thai tournament 3 years ago. Bump a cheek full of screws halfway healed? Now that's some pain. Physical pain, at least. Of course, nothing quite hurts like the woman who calls herself Mother inflicting intentional pain on her child. That was a different kind of ache, no matter how much I resented her. I let out a low growl as I stared straight into her eyes. She always hated my growling, something I'd done for as long as I can remember. Barb thought I'd outgrow the behavior, but she was wrong. What I knew she hated more was a direct challenge to her authority. And that's exactly what I did as I moved my face closer,